we have several things planned. Some of them are just little piddly things that are kind of fun, and other things are really big and grandiose. We are planning to have a passport stamp made up, honoring Petersburg to anybody that travels to our community. That's one thing we're hoping to start that weekend. The Chamber is going to have one at the Visitor Center and Alaska Airlines and the Ferry Terminal. And if the hotels or other people want them, the pilot has the, you know, the wherewithal to get more.
The Petersburg pilot.
Yeah. And it's got a Viking ship on it. It says Petersburg, Alaska. And then around the edges, it's got all the things you can do in the area. And then May 3rd from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Ferry Malaspina will be in town with its beautifully painted gold stack honoring the 50 years. And they're going to have a special dinner on board. People from town can go on board and have dinner. They've got certain gifts that they've got planned for the 50th anniversary that they'll be for sale in the gift shop. And one of the other things that we've got going on that's kind of cool is, you know, the kids just went up to Skagway for the Southeast Art Festival. And the participants' work is going to be on display at the ferry terminal that evening. So that's pretty
neat.
May
3rd, yeah.
Yeah. And then the Norwegian dancers, the Leikering, are going to dance on the car deck just like we did 50 years ago. And the Sitkawan dancers are going to walk on with their drums and their beautiful button blankets and welcome the ferry to town. We've got Vikings and Valkyries we've asked to join us. You never know with them. They kind of have a mind of their own, but they're always welcome, and we love them. Another thing we're revealing this week on Thursday is we're going to be doing a ferry system trivia game. There'll be 50 questions, and if someone answers all the questions correctly, which can be found on the website or in the ferry schedule or general knowledge.
On the website of the
of the ferry
of the
system.
Ferry system. Okay.
They actually have a 50th anniversary button
page.
On their
right.
main webpage, and you go to that, and that's where we're kind of pulling some of the questions from. But the winner, which will be drawn out of a hat of all the correct answer people, will get a $500 golden ticket. So that'll be kind of fun. And then while the boat is in port, they're also going to do a golden ticket drawing of some kind on the ship.
What's the golden ticket, meaning you get a $500 worth of
travel
on the ferry system? Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. We're thinking the trivia little contest that our group is doing can be done by a family or, you know, individuals. Doesn't matter, any age. But we thought it'd be fun. We're going to put them in the libraries at both schools and at the public library. And we're also going to have them at the city finance office and the pilot and the chamber visitor center. So they'll be all around town. And the deadline will be May 1st. We're also doing a cookie project. We thought it would be fun for people on the vessel and those that come out to the ship to visit to take a little party favor home. And so I'm calling for volunteers. We need cookie bakers and decorators. Our target's 450 cookies. And I've gotten cookie cutters in the shape of a ferry, the state flag, or a flag, a waving flag, and the map of Alaska. And so we're going to decorate them and bag them, and they'll be handed out at the ferry. Also, that evening, when the ship gets ready to leave port, we want to reprise what happened when the Malaspina came through the first time in January of 63. And cars lined up on Front Street, clear up past the point. And they blinked their lights, and they tooted their horns as the ferry went by and made the turn in Frederick Sound. So we're hoping to do that again this year. And I've talked to Chief Agner, and he said, as far as he knows, there's nothing wrong with that. So we are tentatively planning that until we hear otherwise.
We'll know closer to the day when the time for that is, actually.
Yeah, it'll be close to 10 o'clock. So throw the kids in the car in the jammies and come out and toot your horns. And we have a surprise that evening at about 10 o'clock, but I'm going to keep that until the day of.
People celebrate anniversaries for things a lot, but I think for Southeast residents, when you look at the ferry system, it's a celebration of the system, but it's also, do you see it kind of as a way of letting the rest of the state know the importance of this system for the region?
Very much so, especially now that the Anchorage legislators are kind of in charge of the hen house, you might say, and funding is most critical right now, and they need to know how important our ferry system is to us. The Southwest system doesn't seem to get as affected as we are because it's our mainstay. Up there, you know, when it goes out in the chain, yeah, it's nice, but it goes once a month. It's not like it's an everyday thing like in Southeast. I'm excited just to celebrate the 50 years. I think it's amazing. And I know how much it changed our lives in Southeast, you know, just in the food quality we have and that kind of stuff. It was huge. The getting around to the different towns and meeting friends and travel with school projects and sports teams and, you know, just kind of getting off the rock for even a short trip, even to, you know, like jumping over to Wrangell for the day and coming back. It's lots of fun and it expands your horizons.